The Rush Hour.
Supporting Bowel Cancer Screening Month.
If you or someone you know is over 50,
look out for the free bowel cancer screening test.
Easy, pain-free, and takes 5 minutes.
More info at cancersa.org.au.
Happy Thursday, family. Great to have your company. Thursday night footy, of course, tonight. Adelaide Oval. The Western Bulldogs back in town for their second crack at it. This time taking on the Port Adelaide Football Club. Couple of big changes there, Jars. If you missed it yesterday, Jackie Homps back in. Toddy Marshall back in. Great to have that young fella back in after his family tragedy.
Yes,
and
so.
LT, my boy from NIDA, Lindsay Thomas, gets another crack at the big time. Out go Jake Need, omitted. Tom Jonas with a hamstring, out injured, which is a big loss. And the golden boy, Jackie Watts.
Omitted.
I tell you what, we're going to run with that on
him. Well, that's your idea. Lock it in.
Shut off the O'Brien Glass one on that one. Western Bulldogs, Zane Cordy, Mitch Wallace, Lucas Webb and Shane Biggs all come back into that side. Morris is out injured. Jordan Roughhead's been
omitted.
Don't know how singing's going to cut up. Matt Suckling injured and Tory Dixon injured as well. So the Doggies, the finals are done and dusted for them. They'll be just looking for a better effort because they were ordinary last time in town. Rory Sloane joins us too, fresh off an AFLPA meeting where they've discussed some of the mooted rule changes around. We'll get the feedback
There's
a few. I see he's the prince of the footballing world. Dangerfield's been on Melbourne Radio gushing about rules he likes and dislikes and everything else.
Boogie Nights.
El Presidente.
Yeah, a bit stucker.
Jimmy Brayshaw is going to join us.
Jimmy!
Bray in town to call Thursday Night Footy for Channel 7. He's going to drop by. He's working in the studio.
He's in the building.
He absolutely is going to drop in and say g'day to us. So we can't whip up some World Cup hype.
I just feel.
I mean, I was waiting for, you know, shirtless men on horseback riding down the streets, Vlad the Lad style. Yeah. Where is all that kind of
stuff? Where's the Russian hooligans gone?
Where's Russian vodka and a few bits and pieces and throwing a couple of down and, you know, just getting ourselves into a spirit? Because, of course, we play Saturday night against France. Viva la France.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
get organised on that. And also, let's announce some good news out of the Crows finally this week. Yeah. Our man, Richard Douglas, has re-signed for another year.
Well done, Dougie.
A one-year contract extension for Dougie, and will enter his 14th season at that football club.
Been a wonderful player.
And having a belter of a year as well at the moment. So well done to Dougie on getting that job done. And well done on playing last week with basically only being
He's
able to see out of one eye.
Tough as nails, Luke.
Oh, all right.
Now, can I just quickly give a little report on
well,
the
it's very
conditions
important
tonight?
Now, let's get about it because Armageddon is coming, according to you and a
yes,
few
sir.
Others.
Okay, now we're going to have thunderstorms between 3 and 9 o'clock tonight.
Why haven't you got a jingle that lets you build
into
your
weather? I thought Sean would be ready.
You know?
Cold front's going to lash our state, so I'm telling you now, look after everyone tonight. Now,
lash.
The footy tonight, ponchos will be on sale early. There's going to be thousands of them being sold down there at Adelaide Oval. It's going to be freezing. We've got 30 to 40 kilometre winds happening tonight. So, Trav, if you win the toss,
don't do a Yeah, don't do a Trent Cotchin.
Yes. All right, River End, 6-5 goals. You're calling Triple M football.
Triple M rocking footy, of course, tonight. BT in town as well to help us out with that gig. So cannot wait. All right, we are set for a massive Thursday edition of the show. Are you ready? Have you got anything else that you need over there?
I'm all right. I think I've got things sorted.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, have you been across your pronunciation for some of the stars of the World Cup?
I'm working on it.
I hear. Just an expert. He's being courted in the wings.
Oh, no.
A man with a first name called George.
George.
Second name, Danikian.
Danikian.
We're going to get him, hopefully. I mean, what I'm doing right now is putting pressure on those outside of the studio to come through with the goods.
You told him last week.
I know. Not Flack, though. He was away. Junior Hotshot.
Our boy. Hey, fell asleep at the bar.
Junior Hotshot Jazz. Hey, he may have just let that one go through to the keeper and missed a page or two on the booking forms there, but that's okay. Prepared to let slide if it happens at some point during the World Cup.
Let's go, Caro.
Righto, we're on.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
G'day.
The Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M with Jars and Louis this afternoon.
All right, now let's cross to the Adelaide Football Club weight room. The one and only Rory Sloane's on the line. Sloaney, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, thanks very much. I'm just mid leg session, actually.
Champ. Never skip leg day, do you?
Don't skip leg day. What weight you doing on your legs? How heavy?
It depends. So I've got cleans. You would know what cleans are, but they're for sort of Olympic lift. Yeah. I do about 80 to 100 kilos in that. And then we've got a front squat, a split squat. I always chuck some abs in there too, Jars, just to make sure they're looking okay.
Yep, good boy. Nice. Do any box jumps, a little plyometrics there,
Sonny? No, not yet. So that'll be, that's coming. I'm doing plenty of reactive stuff for this foot. But, I love the weights room. It's the best spot to be. And their rehab program's a little... a little bit different to main training. The boys left a couple of hours ago, but us rehab boys are sticking around and making sure we get the work in.
You can't hear much hitting the ground, jingling around in the background, yeah, so a bit scarce
the,
on
the... You got the belt on? You got your belt on and a bit of the powder around the shoulders and the fingers?
You got
what?
The chalk
no,
on?
The chalk. Got the chalk on the hands, no belt, but...
Sonny, are you wearing a one-piece?
Yeah.
Dean Lucan no. style?
Yeah.
No one-piece. Shorts, socks are down. And the black shoes, as always.
All right. Been a tough week. Great news that Richie Douglas is going to go around again for another year. That is fabulous. What a clubman he is. But a tough week, Sloaney, with just so many stories about the footy club, such external noise, just coming up with stuff and rehashing old stuff.
Yeah, we're kind of getting used to it now. So it's just it's becoming a bit of the normal. So we're getting used to these stories coming out. Boys are more than capable of dealing with it now. So... we tend to focus on the positive stuff that's going on in our lives. And, as can happen, there's a lot of external noise and a lot of negativity. And, yeah, some people just, to quote one of my favourite movies, I think it's Michael Caine in Batman, some people just like to watch the world burn and live in the negative space.
Oh,
but
wow.
We're going to continue to be very positive people here. We're absolutely realistic about our performances. And, on the weekend was a disappointing loss with chances we had, certainly in that last quarter. But, we've got far more important things to worry about than what's getting written at the moment.
Brilliant said, and I'm glad you said that, mate, because the outside noise, it's a load of rubbish and just a couple of blokes just shit-stirring regarding our footy club. Now, Sloan Dog, after the bye, no doubt you'll have the jumper on, ready to go. Yes or no?
That is the plan. At the moment, I'll say yes.
Okay, good. That's all I need.
Yes.
That's all I need. I'm done. Yep. I'm done.
Thank you. No, no worries.
That's all I'm done.
Sloaney, let's talk AFLPA. Dane's just been on record as saying he likes some of the footage, the secret trialling footage that Hawthorn did at Etihad. You were there. Have you had a look at it? Have you got an opinion on some of the stuff that's been getting thrown around that you've seen in action?
Yes, we had a good look yesterday, which is really good to sit in on. I don't reckon that's happened too many times in the past where you've had players sit in with the AFL and talk through where the game's at, where we'd like the game to get to, and really take on each other's feedback, because what the fans are telling us is they want a little bit of change, and I can assure you that the changes that are being proposed, and some that we'll see, some we might not see, but some we'll definitely see, are going to be great for the game, great for players. It'll allow players to showcase a bit more of their, I reckon, natural ability and their skill, and it'll make it very exciting for the fans as well. So
what did you like, Sloaney? What in particular? Dane just said he liked the starting positions, the centre-bounce stuff, to you get that greater room and area to move in. What did you like?
Yeah, I like that too. Danger would like that because he's a burst kind of player, which gives him a little bit more burst to get out of stoppages, but also frees up stoppages as well. And that's the thing you want. At the moment, it is pretty congested in there, and you're under the pump every time. Your hands have got to be slick, which... a lot of midfielders are getting to at the moment. But, look, I love the lower rotations. That suits my game style perfectly.
Yeah, good.
Just grind away. And I mean, it might not suit some of the power athletes, but, they'll be...
Well, they can learn to grind, mate. You've got to adjust. They can learn to grind.
Absolutely. And it'll allow some of those matchups that I think you like seeing in the past where people are taking on each other. It'll allow blokes to work into the game, and there'll be plenty of space out there, I reckon, in late in games especially.
So, Sony, those starting positions, were they just at goals and no plus one, or was it when there are ball-ups around the ground, what is happening there? Did they trial anything for that?
Yeah, a couple of things for that too, to change starting positions with all stoppages, just to decongest it. And, whether they get up or not, but that's still to be, I think, trialled a couple more times, but... they did look at that, and we looked at the footage of that, and it did. It looked completely different. The games did open up a little bit more, but again, that was just one trial we saw. And probably need a couple more trials before you pull any triggers.
Sloaney, did the below the knees or the 10-metre protected area, did that get raised at all in any way, or was this not the forum for that?
No, this wasn't the forum for that. That's sort of rules already. But
Is that something that you guys as players, because it's becoming an increased, I suppose, issue or highlighted issue, especially from the media, but I would think from a player point of view, that 10-metre protector zone and that below the knees would be very confusing at the moment.
Well, the below the knees ones, I was always aware that it was front-on contact. We want to stop the front-on contact that chops the knees, and we get those horrible Nathan Brown-like injuries and Gary Rohan injuries. So that's the one you want to stop. Whether or not there's something with people just keeping their feet. Maybe that's a rule you can bring in.
Well, they
like
should.
In the Gaelic,
yeah, well, that's
in
what
the, like
you
yeah. Gaelic footy yeah. and that kind
yeah.
of thing.
You've got to tell your players to keep their feet, Sloaney.
Yeah.
Daniel Talia went for the ball, mate. Went for the ball, and that's what we encourage our kids to go for the football. And
did you see the Taylor Adams one on the weekend, Sloaney?
Yes, I did.
Going for the ball,
hard bit because you're going hard into the ball, and
yeah.
You do slightly nudge someone's leg, and that's a hard rule. I spend half my time backing up plays, sliding around in the mud, and it'll take certainly a tough aspect out of the game. But who knows what will happen there.
All right, mate. Well, we look forward to finding out what they're going to be because obviously the AFL are very intent on doing something and trying to address this big issue of congestion, mate. Thank you
so much
for your time. Get back to the legs and we'll talk to you soon.
Miss you, mate.
Yeah, I'll be in studio next week, so we'll see you guys then.
All right, and I'll tell you what numbers I was doing back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, buddy.
They never saw you in here. They haven't even got your name.
Oh, McGoozie's in there.
Saw you.
You know,
you did not spend any time in here.
Sloaney, you know, the strongest part, that a piece of equipment that Jars worked on was the heater that he sat his fat ass on all the time before training.
They reckon you just spent time downstairs. Vinny told me, our head trainer told me, you just spent time downstairs with three masseurs on your back, and that was there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just rubbing the oil and slapping the hamstrings. That's it. Just a little to
the
left, thanks, Reggie.
Is my table still there?
Yeah, it is.
Great to talk to you,
mate.
Speedy recovery. Hopefully we're going to see you real soon after the bye, all right?
Yep, cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
There is Adelaide Crows champ Rory Sloane on the Rush Hour.
Yeah, Sloaney, thanks to Jarvis Toyota. Don't forget, for anything Toyota, check out Jarvis Toyota.
Right, let's talk about rule changes. The AFLPA met and have caught up and had a chance to discuss and view, the footage that was taken of Hawthorn trialling some of the new rules that the AFL are hoping or thinking about introducing. Of course, the secret trial done at Etihad Stadium last Saturday. Busted, I think. Because I think 1,000 uni students walked in on the joint
and thought, hello.
And thought, what, hang on, what is going on out here? Of course, iPhones went berserk and the AFL forced to come clean.
Like I was livid.
AFLPA El Presidente and with the Mustaka in tow, Paddy Dangerfield on Melbourne Radio, suggesting he liked the idea and the look of the starting positions. Here's Paddy.
To be honest, I really like the look of it. I think it really does open up the game, and we're all able to see the differences between how it's played now, so how teams structure up currently, and then the starting positions. And it's a far more exciting game, I think. It certainly opens it up. There's less numbers around, stoppages, less congestion, and you're able to move the ball more freely. So it's certainly something that I think we should seriously consider.
That's the 6-6-6 format
for the start of the
game. So six forwards, six mids.
Okay.
And
which we see that now, don't we?
Yeah, I'm a little confused because if that's the starting position after every goal, what it basically is taking out the plus one, so the extra defender.
So they,
I didn't think the initial starting process after a goal was the issue.
No.
I think it's more the secondary bounce or the third bounce.
That's
that one around the ground when players have the chance to gravitate out of their positions to get numbers around the footy when it's a repeat stoppage inside a defensive 50 or whatever. Mm. That's the one we've got to clear up. So I'm a bit keener on whether it's the interchange being kept to increase fatigue so players can't cover the ground as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tighter interpretations of holding the ball, incorrect disposal jars, because we know that if umpires pay free kicks, everybody leaves the scene of the crime and gets themselves out. Some of the other ideas that have been thrown around on top of that is a couple of pairs inside 50 at every stoppage, which is what happens in under 18s.
I
there's
don't mind
three.
That. Yeah, don't mind that.
Zones forcing forwards to stay in a certain part of the ground. I don't know about that. Last touch out of bounds is getting a fair bit of air.
Well, the sample, very happy with it.
18-metre goal square.
Wow.
An 18-metre goal square. someone's been listening. Remember we mocked and joked the other week
too.
There should be a kickoff point 25 metres out?
Yeah.
So if you want to then unload, your next kick can get to centre forward or to the wing, which is a real attacking part of the area because they're worried now. And also a 25-metre rule arc, which the kick in from fullback would have to go further than that.
Yeah.
Because by going short, you invite everybody to creep up.
And they just flood that
if
area.
If we had an 18-metre kickoff square, I mean, isn't that really messing with one of the unique fabrics?
Well,
apparently, in yesteryear, it was a massive square.
It was in the day.
Like it was. It was once a diamond as opposed to a square as well.
So what they're saying, Lou, that square is going to go from point post to point post.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
Right across. So not out, but
not
horizontal.
Out, horizontal, right across. Oh. Yeah, that's what. So it looked like, you know, the soccer box. That's what it's going to look like. That's what they're saying. So the fullback could go.
Just grab it and go anywhere.
He can go wherever he wants to open it right up. That's what they're saying.
See, I'd prefer to go the other way and get yourself 18 metres out.
Yeah.
So when I launch my 50 metre kick, I'm on the wing.
Yeah. And that's where you want the ball to go.
You've got to clear the density. That's the problem. It's the density and numbers around the ball. Mm. So by just going sideways and kicking into little spots, I know you can run across and make everyone shift and move a bit, but I don't know, 16 sides in there.
Let's go back to that issue. It's the second ball up.
It is.
That's the one that they haven't identified and spoken about.
Well, Sam Newman again on the Footy Show last night suggesting that if it doesn't clear on that first one and we get a secondary bounce, wingers get back to their spots on the wings, forwards and defenders get outside the square and just leave the four to go to work again until... Mm. It gets out of there.
They can't come in that square until that ball is out of the 50 by 50.
Yeah, so the ball's got to clear
before,
the zone,
yep.
Especially at the restart.
Sammy was spot on last night.
So that certainly does stop the secondary bounce getting cluttered up. It still doesn't address the around the ground
Correct.
Stuff. And this is what I'm sort of wondering. Well, how do you address that? Fatigue, Jazz?
Mate, reduce the interchange. Let's leave the buddy game alone.
We've got a head of the PEA saying, I don't like that idea because it doesn't suit my style.
Sorry,
I'm
Paddy.
A burst player.
Well, bad luck.
And then you've got other guys saying, actually, I love it because I'm a bit of a grinder. I lack a bit of leg speed. It's one of those things which we're trying to put the genie back in the bottle.
Yeah,
we went from not really having it to allowing a complete uncap of it, which got us up to about 160, 170.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're trying to bring things down. Right, and once it's like...
Well, it's 90 now, isn't it?
I'll give you an analogy. Once you taste a bit of the good stuff, you're not going to give it up in a hurry. It's like it's like when you turn 18, Jars. There's a lot of things available to you.
Yeah.
All right? And once you've had a little nibble and a taste of all sort of stuff, you're not going back to being 17 in a hurry, are you?
No.
So once I've had 180 changes and I can run flat out for five and go for a rest, why would I sign up and say, like, what? I can only come up once?
Yeah.
You know,
reduce it to 40 a game.
You know, and if you fall asleep at the bar, that's an analogy as well on a footy field.
We've got people like that in our office.
Your opponent will kick the goal on you, and that's good for football if you can't handle the heat. Anyway, Sloaney's been at that meeting. We'll find out more after four, exactly what took place and what he thought of the vision, Murph.
Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M. Nice. James Brayshaw is on the way as well in the next 15 minutes.
Okay.
Got the Rush Hour now with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Not sure how official this is, but it is great if it is happening tonight. Jackie Hudson, our man on Twitter. Mm-hmm. All Port fans going to the game tonight. A 1 minute round of applause will happen at the 13th minute mark, Charles, which is the number of Toddy Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Get around it, obviously, in support of the young man who's been through a hell of a lot after losing the second of his parents in the last 18 months, I think. So if that is to happen tonight, is great. And another great initiative by the Port Adelaide Football Club. So just be aware that somewhere around the 13th minute mark tonight that applause might take place. And if it is happening, get involved, all right? We wish the young man well on his return to the Port Adelaide Football Club tonight. Right, a bit happening around the world. The World Cup, Saturday night, we're taking on Le Bleu.
Le Bleu.
The French, who are notoriously slow starters in big tournaments.
They've lost a couple of key players too.
Big scare with one of their superstars. it is all sort of happening at the moment. But I'm just a little bit flat. Where's the hype?
There is none.
I mean,
there is none.
You know, it's...
I'd be more excited about the weather than I have my country representing us in the World Cup. Now, we got footy Saturday night, Crows and Hawthorn, and we've spoken about this.
Yep.
Poor programming, Luke.
Shocking.
So I'm a little bit torn. But where is the hype? Where is Vlad?
Well, where is he on our big screens just telling us to all get involved? I mean, he's done his bit. He's invited the former disgraced FIFA boss, Sepp Blatter, along.
He has too,
which is just great.
Yep.
I mean, Sepp
in his jet.
Sepp was tweeting out his cutthroat quarterfinalists the other day too. No one cares, Sepp.
Because you're a crook.
You're a rort. Yeah. Absolute rort. But I'm just gobsmacked that we've not been able to get ourselves a little bit of that Russian feeling, you know, over here in town, whether it be some vodka, whether it be a little Russian headgear.
Well,
that's
we go.
Better. You know.
Must go.
Get ourselves on. I mean, why aren't we at Triple M on horseback, bare-chested, doing our show?
And, you know,
it's very Russian conditions tonight, Jar.
Down Henley Beach.
Yep, riding along in the waves.
I'd have the Australian flag wrapped around my neck.
Yeah.
And the Russian hooligans have all been locked up.
Yeah.
Vlad's locked them all up.
Yeah, I know. They're not getting out anywhere.
Where's Drago when you need him?
I mean, come on. I must break you. Give us a bit of that. I mean, where's Rock? Why isn't Rock training in the Russian Alps?
Oh,
Why is he not running up to the top and screaming out, Drago!
Drago! I'm coming to get you.
You know, and where is she? Where's the hot girlfriend just injecting people left, right, and centre?
And she's pregnant again.
Yeah, with World Cup spirit. I mean, it should be straight vodka.
Lowry? Is he
Frank? Oh, I'm sorry to say this to you, but Frank sold his all of his shopping centres. He cashed out for about 27 bill.
Oh, stop it.
So
he's not over there.
He's probably on a super yacht as we speak, sitting out the front, sitting in one of the big lakes of Russia or one of the bays, just waiting for the events to kick off.
Is Frank trying to get our 45 million back?
Oh. Ours or his?
I don't know. I thought it was ours.
You know what? For penance, we should make El McPherson go to Russia and try and get that cash back.
Oh, boy.
Because it clearly didn't work last time.
Go horseback with Vlad.
Yeah, exactly. And chestless.
Shirtless.
Chestless.
Yeah, chestless would be funny, wouldn't it? Changing tact. All right?
Go on, mate.
I think we've established the World Cup.
Okay.
Needs to kick in.
Go, Aussies.
Australia were in action overnight. We got stitched up in the ODI against the world leading English.
They say they're number one for the one days, yes. We're number
four. Former Australian coach Darren Lehman has hit out at an attempt by English fans to bring 5,000 pieces of yellow sandpaper into Wednesday's first one day international at the Oval. The sheets, emblazoned with 4 and 6
inch,
were part of an advertising campaign by the smartphone app Dabble.
20% off?
Boof. Boof, boofa, 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 boofa. If you're going to do the crime.
Come on, boof.
You've got to do the time.
It's funny. I think it's funny.
Oh, I think it's hilarious. It's
brilliant.
I think that the official thing should be that whenever in England now, you know when you get an apple, you know you shine your apple on your top?
Yeah, yeah.
Get a little bit of sandpaper jar. Just shine that bad boy up. Oh, I've scuffed it up. This thing or a reverse? Do it with an orange.
And you know they were singing.
You know when you want the zest of an orange?
And
just
you know
a little bit of sandpaper?
You know that. If you like sandpaper, clap your hands. If you like sandpaper, clap your hands. If you like sandpaper, if you like sandpaper, if you like sandpaper, clap your hands. That's what they were singing.
I'm sure it was better in real life.
Four hours.
Surely when that was going on, TV cameras were panning on the dressing room. Did you see the bloke getting caught behind JL having a pick?
Yeah. And he had his finger right up there, Lou.
Honestly.
He had a good go at it.
Honestly. I mean, I'm loving what Justin Langer is bringing to our team.
You're a bit too nice for me, though.
I know we don't have much
time.
And
we'll talk to Jimmy.
Yeah, we will. James Brayshaw coming up real soon, who should be able to have a sledge. But sledging is no longer called sledging.
What is it called, Lou?
Now that we're in England, it's called banter.
What do we call it here?
I'll tell you what
call
it.
What do we call it?
I'll tell
ours
you.
Ours is still sledging.
Ours is called hanging shit.
Jars and Louis, Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis. It's the Rush Hour 104.7 Triple M.
Very special guest, James Brayshaw.
Yeah, what welcome. The hell? It's hosing Jimmy. Down. I'm coming here to do my best work on the Seven Network and I want to be able to see the players on the other side of the Great Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, you get all the action tonight on Seven. JB taking care of business. Port Adelaide taking on the doggies. We'll get to that in a moment.
Yes.
Get back across the other side of town. The cricketers, our boys rolled out to a little reception of sandpaper overnight. Boof didn't enjoy it much.
Enjoy it, the big boy. Didn't take too kindly.
We had to expect it, bro.
I did say to... someone asked me earlier in the week, they are going to cop it, those poor bastards over there. 5 days and the English fans, they love nothing more, Jars, anyway, than pinning their ears back and giving it to us over there. But when they get that sort of ammunition, but it's sandpaper. Yeah, they can do better than
absolutely.
That, can't they? That's pretty low brow.
And we didn't play well either.
No, well,
yesterday, Jimmy.
I said to Fat Brownless.
We can't play spin, Jim.
And that's a worry. But I said to Fat Brownless, I think what we saw is a snapshot of what we're going to see from the Aussies now for the next 12 months. Mm-hmm. And that is that our bowling's very good. That's our second string attack.
Yep.
No Stark, no Hazelwood, no Cummins. Mm-hmm. And we still bowl bloody well. But the batting was a worry anyway.
It's brutal,
when you take the two best players we got out for a year, then it's going to be tough.
Bray, how do you have you viewed the landscape? Adelaide under siege this week. Story breaking after story about camps, about guys not being happy, wanting to back out of contracts. Mm. You've been involved at Clubland. How do you deal with stuff like that when it's either got some semblance of truth or it just appears people are taking a whack at your joint?
It's hard because you do tend to bunker down a bit. You get a bit of siege mentality going. But as long as you're very comfortable from the top down that you've got the right people in the right spots and you've got the right values and you're aligned, then sometimes, Louis, you just got to ride it out. Yeah, you literally can do nothing more than just ride it out. And if they have a good win against Hawks Saturday night, I think it is.
It'll be tough, Jimmy.
It will be tough. But if they win that game, it's amazing what winning does too. Yeah. You blokes both know.
Shuts them up.
As soon as you sing the song, every bloody issue evaporates. Mm.
Spot on.
Rule changes. You watch footy as much as we do. A lot being mooted at the moment. AFLPA met yesterday. Danger not liking the capping of the rotations because it would have impeded his brilliance and strut around the stuck. What are we thinking? Are we over-analysing too much? Do we need to sit tight for the remainder of the year to see how it sort of sorts itself out?
Certainly for the remainder of the year. I sat with Steve Hocking actually on the plane on the way over, who's a very, very good operator. So I think the game's in really good hands. The only thing I worry about, Jars, is I don't think the scoreboard's being hit enough.
No,
I think we're at a 30-year low in scoring, and that worries me because I got young kids who love footy, but they love seeing goals kicked. Yeah. So when they see 6-8, that's when they start, you know, wandering after bloody Fortnite or whatever these kids play now. So that worries me a bit. I think we've got to try and find a way to make the teams hit the scoreboard really hard. And I also think I'm not Louis an umpire basher at all.
No.
In fact,
I've never
love
heard
umpires.
You bash them, Jimmy.
No, I love umpires, so I haven't got an issue with the umpires. But they pay, in my view, across the board, way too many free kicks. There were 50. Yeah. Geelong played North Melbourne the other week at last week at Skilled Stadium.
It was 53 at Launceston the week before.
I mean, that is just twice as many as we should see. You two blokes were stars. I have a view that less free kicks means that you blokes get to play the game.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone pays their money to go and see.
All right. I need to know, how do we get across using fat in the announcing your host on air? Because that seems to me to be a nice fit with my guy.
Charles. Yeah. I thought he was looking good.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Very good.
Bad luck, Luke.
Yeah, whereas Brownless, the mirrors are broken at his joint. The reason he gets called fat is because everyone else who's fat who comes into our studio, Bill goes, how's it going anyway, fat? I go, Bill, you got to stand in front of the mirror at some stage and have a look at yourself. But he doesn't give a stuff. Yeah.
Trying to look through the standards, and I couldn't find the section.
No, it's one of those ones, a bit like, you know, when you called a redhead, you call Bluey and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
With Bill, because he calls everyone else fat, it's just come back and smacked him in the face. Sucked in.
Can you see an upset tonight? Bulldogs v Port?
Well, not with this, because I think Port, that'll suit them. Big Ollie Wines. What about the size of that man? That's unbelievable.
He's 191, isn't he, for a mid?
Yeah.
He's about 191.
And 99 kegs.
Yeah, 100 kilos, and that's just brutality. Yeah,
he'd be licking his lips for these conditions.
Well, as soon as he sees this, that's perfect for him. So I think they'll be more suited to the conditions than the other mob, who probably needed it dry and hard and get on their skates a bit. But, didn't they come across and just have to endure this a couple of weeks back?
they would be thinking Adelaide, not perfect one day, beautiful the next.
And Jimmy, it was horrendous conditions, and they had 195 handballs, the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, so they hope they'll have learned from
want a handball?
Don't know.
Tell you what,
come on, Bevo.
The big freeze at the G is the happiest I've seen Luke Beveridge for a long time. When he slid down and surfed down.
He got to surf because he is amazing.
I saw a little backflip. Has he got any little back spray?
No, he loved that. He knows all about that.
When do you go back? Are you staying around Adelaide tonight? Because this is your turf.
Oh, don't worry.
This is your backyard.
No, the hair started standing up the back of the neck, Charles. Seriously. When I used to parade myself around here.
Are you Clark OS? Can you walk the footbridge?
Yes. No, I can walk the footbridge. Not when it's like this, though. I'll tell you what I am, though. I'm in town with the King, W. Carey. All seas part when he wanders through.
What time's the departure?
I just follow behind him, and whatever happens, I just trail in behind.
Good Adelaide boy.
Bit like you used to with Mods.
No,
wherever Mods went by,
I carried his bags.
Fair suggestion you two haven't booked accommodation. Is that right?
No point. All the way through.
Oh, Bray, great
good
to see you.
Good
Channel
seeing
7
you
tonight.
Two superstars. Well done on the ratings too, flying.
Oh, thank you very much. See, Jars, I told you it's okay to get up and about. And you just...
2 points up by you, which is magnificent.
Bray, he tries to play all humble and go, just got to keep it on the down low.
Keep
working.
Keep a lid on it, Jimmy. Got those idiots in breakfast coming.
Stop. A grand in the hand, up for grabs. Quiz it up, quiz it up. The Rush Hour's quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters.
Stuck in traffic? Check the service sticker on your windscreen. If it's overdue, call 1300 Automasters.
Simple equation, 10 questions. Complete that in 60 seconds. Win yourself $1,000. You get help by our good friends, the Automasters. Throw the lifeline out there, Jars. We just accept it and move on. Mm-hmm. And everything else is kosher. 9 correct answers and $1,000 is yours. Who is playing the quiz today?
Well, we're going up to Mount Barker to say hello to Michael. Hello, Michael.
How's it going, lads?
Is Mount Barker still there, Michael?
Oh, I don't know. The rain's coming down pretty heavy at the minute.
Yeah, it is. Just swept through the city. It was very dark for a moment. I almost thought I saw Jazz's dogs playing Toto from The Wizard of Oz coming through. Was that bad? Maz was hanging on for dear life out the back on the back veranda. All right, mate.
As long as power get a big win tonight, I'll be happy.
I think we all know that the dogs are very much like cats and they don't like water.
They don't like water. I love the handball.
10 questions, 60 seconds. You got an Automasters lifeline from our great friends at Automasters. Use that wisely and use the pass card wisely as well, mate. Here's Jar.
Question number one, who won the first one-day match between the Aussies and the Poms overnight?
That would be England.
Which Collingwood player has had the most disposals in the AFL this year?
Pass.
Who are the Swans playing tomorrow night?
They're playing West Coast.
Which Australian team does Bert van Marwijk coach?
Soccer.
Which Hawthorn player is playing his 350th AFL game this weekend?
Sean Burgoyne.
What major sporting event is starting at Shinnecock Hills from tomorrow? That's not funny.
It's a good name.
Geez, pass.
Okay. Who top scored for the Aussies in their one-day match against the Poms?
Automasters.
Which Aussie tennis legend declared this week that soccer is not a real sport?
Quick.
Blaine Hewitt.
Which state are the Thunderbirds playing in this weekend? Which state?
State, Adelaide.
Yeah. Which EPL team does Port Adelaide have an official partnership with?
Liverpool.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. It's so good for a little while. And then
yeah, it was okay. All right. Okay.
Good luck, Mick. Now.
Michael of Mount Barker.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
Oh, 50 bucks coming your way, Mick.
No worries, mate.
That's all right, mate. I love the chuckle in there, knowing when things were going a little bit pear-shaped. Adam Traws had the most touches for the Pies this year.
Yeah, that's one.
Followed by Steel Sidebottom. US Open, Shinnecock Hills. That's the golf.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow. Automasters, the big show. Glenn Maxwell top scored for the Aussies overnight in the one-dayer. Pat Cash was the Aussie tennis legend that declared that soccer's not a real sport, not little Lele. And which state are the Thunderbirds?
Yep.
You went with an Adelaide and instead of the state, South Australia, my friend. And Arsenal is the connection now that Darren Burgess is now at Arsenal and not at Liverpool. So
back in town too, is Burgess.
Certainly is Burgess floating around. 50 bucks coming your way.
Mate.
Thanks, Mick.
Awesome. Thanks, lad.
Hope the power get up tonight for you.
Same here, mate. We need a big one.
We certainly do. There it is, a quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters.
Good friends of ours.
Yeah, if you're stuck in traffic, check the service sticker on your windscreen. If it's overdue, call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Shawnee Burgoyne plays game number 350 this weekend.
Yeah, what a player.
9 years ago he left Port Adelaide.
Yeah, I know.
Went to the press conference on crutches, and a lot of people sort of half mocked him when he said he's going to play his best footy at the Hawthorn Footy Club. Well, about to play game number 350, and boy, does he join a bit of a who's who.
Give me some names,
Luke. Of the Australian and VFL Hall of Fame. Well, right up on the top at number one is little Boom Boom Harvey on 432. Then, of course, you get Michael Tuck, one of the great exponents of the long sleeve, alongside your good self at 426. Kevin Bartlett, who refused to handball, 403.
He never did he?
Dustin Fletcher never lifted a weight in his life at 400.
Yeah.
Robert Harvey, 383. Good old banger.
Yeah.
Simon Madden, 378. Braddles is in there. South Australia's very own.
He's
375. Throw in.
Mm-hmm.
How many did he play here?
Oh, 100.
Yeah.
For Maggie's.
Honestly, that far ahead. Then you get Goodsy, Bernie Quinlan, Brad Johnson, Johnny Blakey. Played a lot of footy on the wonderful Bruce Dool at 356.
Oh, Bruce Dool.
Our mate Paul Roos, 356. The Pav got to 353.
Gee, that's not bad.
And good old Doug Hawkins, right on 350 with a little stint at Fitzroy at the end. You already get your life membership at 300, Jar, to the AFL, which guarantees your grand final seats and all your stuff. And you're basically a Hall of Famer if you're in that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Do we need to go next level?
And that is?
And the AFL need to take a leaf out of the EPL Premier Leagues. Mm. Like, you should be able to have your seat customised and for you.
Yeah.
So think Arsene Wenger, Jose Mourinho. You said there's very nice seats
beautiful
that they get them. Obviously, car sponsors or anything. Mm. So let's just say, for instance, Silk. He drives a nice Audi. Get himself an R8 Audi seat. Just plonk it in there. That's his bad boy. So whenever he arrives, he gets to sit in it. It's got the recliner. It's got the heat warmers. You know, all that sort of stuff with it. You know, if you're in...
Yeah, you're a Mazda bloody four-wheel drive.
You might be... all, like Johnny Blake, he's not flash.
No.
So he might be just a simple... Ford Territory.
Yeah.
Just your basic little bit of recline, but you've got to slide it forward underneath. No electrics for him. Yeah. You know, just to modify exactly who you were. You know... Braddles has to be a sports car.
Absolutely.
Has to be some kind of thing that could just get around and go forever and ever and ever.
Brucey Dool in a Toyota sedan.
And fresh headband on seat. Paul Roos would have to have a seat not next to anyone.
Because
he never played on anyone.
Because he didn't.
You know, so he'd have to have room either side.
Yeah. I like this.
Super boot Bernie Quinlan.
Yeah.
He would need a very big seat behind the goals. That's his domain.
That's his domain.
All right. He can't sit side on.
No.
Who else have I got in there? Goodsy? Well, there would be no booing around Goodsy.
Did we talk about Douglas Hawkins?
Dougie, he'd be on a wing, I did mention him, yeah.
Sorry.
He'd be on a wing and he'd also have an interpreter. Just so you know. Because if you were lucky enough, and I mean lucky enough, to spend the afternoon next to Doug,
you'd either need
Google
explaining
all that stuff. Pavel, he'd talk about himself all day.
Absolutely.
So you wouldn't be sitting in your seat much next to him.
He'd be near Bernie. I like it, Luke.
Dusty Fletcher. Awfully quiet type. Best part about Dusty.
Right near the point post.
I mean, he wouldn't have to leave his seat to get a beer from the bar with the old go-go gadget arms. He'd be able to just, he could reach around and just bring it all on back.
Sean Burgoyne.
Michael Tuck.
Tucky.
Oh, I mean, just go all day. Go all day. And his would be, just the old Land Rover.
That's it.
You know, just with a cloth top.
With his dog next to him.
And just one of those buckety seats, just a little low one and just moving around, making you jump up and down as you go. If you were in that company, and you should be given you the illustrious history of the game, what type of car seat would you require?
Me?
Yeah, if we're going to put one in here at Adelaide Oval for you.
I just have a Toyota, mate.
No.
That's
really?
Me. Yeah, that's me.
No.
All right.
No, just have an old recliner that you kick your legs out.
Or a bite seat.
Great to have your company, Adelaide. Rory Sloane not far away at all. This Sloane dog still not playing. Expected back after the bye.
He will be after the bye.
Let's talk about the AFL Players Association meeting he's been to. He'll give us an insight on what they watched. Mm-hmm. Apparently they took an eye in of that secret footage of Hawthorn playing to some new rules at Etihad Stadium. We'll get his thoughts on that.
How did that get exposed?
I think... And
Clarko wouldn't have been happy.
By pure luck, I think there was a little group that were just doing a guide, a school group, and about 1,000 of them just stumbled across it, and they were forced to just go, hang on a minute. A
couple of lads have gone, hang on.
It's not obvious.
I'm going to show me dad this.
What's happening out here?
Clarko
and the AFL again. Absolutely. We're going to preview this big game of footy tonight too, because it's so important for Port Adelaide to continue their form. Do you love this stat? Port, out of the last 6 years, have beaten the reigning premier 5 times, right? And every time the game straight away, straight up after, they have won. They're 6-0 when beating the reigning premier.
It's a good stat.
They're very good at bouncing back. So they don't get seduced by the high. They actually go on with it. So I'm hoping from Port Adelaide perspective, this is the beginning of a big second half onslaught. And away they go. Richie Douglas has got a contract extension at the Adelaide
Football
deserved. Club. I mean, it's really akin to going fishing and getting yourself an old gumboot, but it's a signing nonetheless, isn't it, Joe?
Brilliant for us. It's some positive news.
I mean, it's no Sloaney.
Hey,
tell you what, as they say down at Crowland, it's better than a walkout. It's better than somebody wanting to leave.
Everything's all good down there.
Right.
We'll be okay. Now, can I just drop something from Jackie Hudson?
Please
send us a tweet. Now, all Port fans, if you're going to the game tonight, a 1 minute round of applause will happen at the 13th minute of the game for Todd Marshall.
All right.
Obviously, Todd wears number 13 for the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Obviously, the passing of his father recently.
Yeah, his father, Robert. And
get around
his
him.
Mum, probably 12 months early. He's had a real torrid
beautiful Port
Great
Adelaide.
To see him
well
back
done.
Playing. And yeah, hopefully that'll happen and that will be really, really special. Bernie Tomic, better top 50 player.
What?
Weekend at
Your
Bernie's.
Boy?
Weekend at Bernie's, the sequel is off as we speak at the moment. He's not quite done with yet.
His last month has been okay.
He's
hasn't
having
it?
A crack, qualified for the French. Right. Now he's beaten a top 50.
There you go.
See what happens when you lay off the party?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was going
practice.
Harder. I tell you what. And right. This one, World
go
Cup.
Luke.
Let's do World Cup. Sing it, Ricky. Yeah, how is this? This fresh off the pressures. A Russian politician has warned the local women from having sex with World Cup tourists. She believes it'll lead to a spate of single parent families that if they're seduced by the riches coming in by the visitors, that they'll be left holding, so to speak, the baby.
Wow.
That's hardly fair.
Jeepers.
So I've cancelled my visa.
Have you really?
I'm not going.
They did cancel a lot of the Australians' visas, didn't they, the Russian government? Didn't they try and keep us out of the front door?
There was a bit of talk
happening. Been lifted, has it?
I mean, everything's okay. If you've got the correct paperwork, you're going to the World Cup, my friend.
You're off.
I mean, the Cold War, not really with us. It's more with
true.
The US.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, we could boycott it.
Yeah.
Like we did at Moscow in 1980.
Yeah, we did.
You guys have personally boycotted it already, haven't you?
Yeah, we're not going.
We're not going.
No. Exactly.
It was on the cards.
Do you know why? Because we couldn't get sideline seats, and that's what we're used to.
Yeah, so that's it.
And we get them here.
Jack Nicholson, Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear. I mean, honestly, please.
All right, mate.
So that's a little disappointing because, you know, there's some beautiful women over there in Russia. You would think if you're a single man, a solo man.
Looking for a lovely partner.
You were going over there. Part of your trip
would be to find love.
Would be to have a bit of fun.
Absolutely.
Throw down a few vodkas, Russian vodkas. Vodka. And have a bit of awesome. But don't get into the wrong part of town, Jars, vodka, if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what that one was. That might have been the southern part of Russia.
Okay.
Do I need to dump that?
Vodka and orange.
Oh, okay.
Do you reckon the Russians? Just look at me now. History lesson quickly. Sorry,
I've
everybody.
I've embarrassed myself.
Do you think the Russians take their vodka with orange?
It's just straight, isn't it?
I think it's.
Or raspberry?
I reckon it's us. I reckon it's the softies out here. Every Russian I know likes to just go slam.
Bang!
Just
get gone. All right. Come on, let's talk to our champ.
Speaking of softies, Rory Sloane. Oh, the LA Crows coming up next.
It's a Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
G'day, Sean.
Listen to the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Right. What's that? Got busted doing something last night. In a public forum that I'm not proud of. You know, it's a bit like the House of Hugel. May have brought shame on the House of Lewis.
Yeah, well, what'd you do?
Oh, no, it's just down at Nettie. Evie had some training last night down at... Priceline Stadium, and I was sitting in the car, refusing to sit out in the cold, and just waiting up whether I go in or I go come into town, Chinatown, to get some dumplings. So I was deep in thought, and about a half an inch up my nose with my hand.
Oh, I was just at
it was dark.
Don't tell me.
But there was a car. I didn't even realise at the time. This car, probably three car spaces down, and like just busted in full view.
So,
and I was just, you know, I started off with the customary brush off. You know,
you did the flick.
Little flick. I got a bit of a...
Checked a couple of hair or two.
A little bend in my nose. So one side's exposed more than the others. And the reason I bring it up is great photo of Justin Langer watching intently our boys in the ODI. Mm. The man to his left, our right, as you look at the photo... Mm. Was about a quarter of an inch in as well.
Straight up there.
Having a pick. And it's just one of those man things that doesn't seem to go away the older you get because obviously, you know, the hairs get a bit thicker.
Yeah.
You know, as you would know, then yours would just work overtime, century overtime. They should be getting paid.
No, your
nostrils.
You know me, I don't have hair.
Yeah, but your nostrils.
Oh, they're absolutely. Because they work wonders.
But just getting rolled again on the pick and it's just.
How many times have you been caught?
I would say over a career.
Over your journey.
Because my nickname's Boogerman too, by the way. As I get the good books. I would suggest, I'm probably not into double figures, so it's still...
That's not bad.
It still gets me when
bad.
I get rolled. Yep. And it seems to me it really happens, there's only really two spots that it will happen to you. One at home, sort of that bathroom action where
where
you're doing stuff.
Maybe on the couch.
In your own domain. And the other one is, it's always in the car.
It's
always because you've got the rear view mirror where you can raise up and have a little bit of a look.
Yeah.
You can give yourself a little snort out in the
and
car.
And then you're looking left to your right.
Yeah, and you try and scope. You try and scope.
First. Are you 360 degrees in the car?
Oh, I'm a 180, man. if I can't see it, you're guessing. You know, if you're not equal with my ears, you're guessing what's going on.
Can I just tell you, Henley Beach Road today on the way into the establishment, I was obviously at the traffic lights, just had a bit of a look around, because as you do, you've got to keep the awareness up.
It's called defensive
driving. A lady was picking her nose.
A lady?
Yeah. She had rings on every finger. Mm. And she looked like she had long fingernails. Mm. Now, how long do you look?
Is that an advantage, long fingernails?
I don't know, but how long do I look?
You.
Is it it was uncomfortable for me to see that.
Depends if...
You know what I'm like.
For a person of your ilk, you need to look away and look away now.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
For the average person, I think you hold the gaze till you catch them.
That'd
be my theory.
And then
you're giving them a look because you wait for them to go.
Good call.
Because you'll either get one of two responses. Mm. It's the old fight or flight.
what was the
They'll either go, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I hope you didn't see me picking that. Or they'll sit there and they'll go again at
you. And they'll keep going,
and just give you.
Yeah, give you the bird after.
Prime time viewing, and they even flick one at you.
Did you get prime time last night?
No.
How long did the lady...
I was too embarrassed.
Did you? Yeah. You don't get embarrassed.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like to get caught down there. Because, I mean, look, I'm a middle-aged man sitting in a car at netball.
Yeah.
The upside is you can see my hands.
Yeah. They were busy.
At least you can see them.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
AustralianRadioSchool.com.
Thank you.
How's that going?
Fast track of fame.
Yeah, it's it.
Okay.
Gangbusters.
Right, Louis, he's running
parallel units.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah, doing two courses a week.
What?
Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
Jeez, yeah. Money bags.
Yeah, it's going good. Thursday night footy, Port Adelaide take it on the Western Bulldogs. It's not far away now. Triple M rocking footy from 6:30.
Yeah.
BT, the big bristling one.
So we'll who's
be calling
the,
all the action with Dits?
Yeah.
And Mark Rashuda and myself taking care of the specials. Brett Biglin's down in the cold in the elements.
So will we see a good game tonight? What are your thoughts?
I'm very much dependent on weather. I think if it were to stay relatively calm and dry, that it would be a pretty easy victory for Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
And if anything else, the Western Bulldogs mob, I don't think, handled these conditions very well, as evidenced by their last trip here, where they barely were able to score against Adelaide and didn't adapt to the conditions.
They just handled happy, weren't they?
I watched Bevo's press conference this week, and he said several times that we've learned a few lessons from our last trip.
Okay.
So you would hope.
Yeah.
A, they're coming a lot smaller. Mm-hmm. They dropped Roughhead. Yeah, they've got themselves down in size a fair degree. And it's this overuse of the footy, Joe, and without getting too sort of technical, that game, they had 212 kicks and 186 handballs. Adelaide had 234 kicks and just 96 handballs.
Wow.
It's a territory game in the wet.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I hate that term, but it is. You've got to be able to get it down as quick as you can, handle the ball as clean as possible, and don't invite the pressure.
Yeah.
No Jackie Watts, of course.
No.
It's going to be, and Jackie Homps back in. Great to see Toddy Marshall.
He's
back
a talent,
in.
Todd.
He's and Lindsay Thomas gets another crack at it. So it'll be interesting to see how those boys go. And, of course, Tommy Jonas is a big out, but I think on a night like tonight, should be able to cover him and cover him pretty
well. And
they
don't have a key forward that's dominating. Boyd's not playing that well, is he?
Boyd, though
he's rucking.
Boyd's got a ruck. They can't hit the
scoreboard.
Where
are their goals coming from?
They've kicked 100 goals this year. That's it.
Is that it?
That is it. They're coming off. They're coming into they had a bye last weekend. Yeah. The last two games have been thumped by Melbourne and Collingwood. They are averaging around about 60 points a game.
Nah,
they can't kick enough. I mean, Port themselves have an issue with the last kick inside 50, but Port Adelaide, I think a couple of things happened in the last few weeks. They embarrassed themselves to a degree where they wasted the opportunity in Launceston, even though they could have probably won.
Yeah.
Steeled themselves up last week and played a cracking game of footy. That's the turning point for them. And I reckon tonight's about being hard and all about business, and Ollie Wines is your classic
Well, their
leader.
First quarter was okay against Richmond, but after quarter time, they turned the switch on and Kenny gave Pollack a bit of a rip and Ollie Wines stepped up.
Wingo went in the guts. Look, it's Port Adelaide's to lose.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that tonight. You know, the Dogs, they'll be vain because they've been beaten up and contested lately. They'll need to be better, but they are not even a shadow of the outfit of 2016.
No.
And seven or eight of those guys aren't even playing. A couple aren't at the club.
Yeah.
But injuries to key personnel. I'd expect, hopefully, the weather can hold just a little bit so Port fans can get along. Get along, but try and get there anyhow, Port fans. If you're thinking about going, get there, support your boys.
Get the ponchos.
And we're led to believe a great tribute at the 13-minute mark for Toddy Marshall.
Well said.
All right, in light of the passing of his father, sad passing of his dad. Great to see him back in action. Everybody else.
Good show.
Get to footy training.
Oh, no. Yeah. I just got another miss. Oh, no. I've got to...
Have a great night. Stay safe out in the roads.
You
can drive anywhere.
Yes.
And
look after each other.
Dogs, cats and old people. You know the drill.
See you tomorrow.
Triple M Rocks football from 6:30. It's been the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.